بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We reach to issue number 457. Still, we are dealing with the Hayd and its issue. Now, issue number 457, sexual intercourse. Yes, intercourse is haram also when a woman may not be very certain of being in the state of Hayd. If she is not sure that she is in a state of being in Hayd, so to have sex with her husband or to have sex is haram. But Sharia guides to treat herself as such, as what? As Hayd. So when a woman sees blood for more than 10 days, if she sees blood for more than what 10 days, and as will be explained later, she has to resort to the habit of her relatives. Her relatives, her sisters, her mother, her aunt, okay, and so on, for determining the period of Hayd. If she doesn't know, so she ask her sister how many days is her period. If she doesn't have, she's asking whom? Her mother or her aunt. Her husband will not be permitted to have sexual relations with her during those days. Issue number 458. If a man has sexual intercourse with his wife when she is a Hayd, he should seek divine forgiveness, and the recommended precaution is that he should expiate by giving kafara. Yes, rules regarding kafara will be mentioned later. So if the husband he deliberately make sexual intercourse with his wife since Hayd, so in this case he must expiate by giving what? Kafara. Okay. Issue number 459. With the exception of actual sexual intercourse with Hayd women, there is no harm in all other forms of courting, wooing, and kissing, etc. Anything that husband is going to do with his wife, from kissing, wooing, and courting, okay, but not having sexual intercourse with her, that's is haram, is prohibited. Everything else is acceptable. Yes. Issue number 460. Kafara for sexual intercourse. Kafara for sexual intercourse with a Hayd is gold coins. Gold coins weighing 3.457 grams if carried out in the early days. If carried out in the early days, 1.729 grams for the middle days. Okay, yes, okay, yes, I'm coming back again. Okay. Okay, now you listen to me, now you hear me, I think. Yes, good. Now, here we have the three different of kafara. The first kafara, it is in the early days, which is weighing a gold coin, it's weighing 3.457 grams if carried out in the early days, and 1.729 grams for the middle days, and 0.865 grams for the final days of the period of Hayd. For example, if Hayd lasts for 6 days, if Hayd lasts for 6 days and her husband has sexual intercourse with her during the first and second days or nights, he should pay gold weighing 3.457 grams. And during the third and the fourth days and nights, he should pay gold weighing 1. Okay, now, and during the third and the fourth days and nights, he should pay gold weighing 1.729 grams, and for the fifth and sixth days and nights, he should pay gold weighing 0.865 grams. So these are para, absolutely, to the, he should pay for the alim. He should pay kafara for the alim, and the alim is going to give it for the poor people, or the alim is going to direct him to the poor person to give it to him. Yes, absolutely not the alim, but the alim, he has the authority to spend it wherever he finds it is suitable to spend there. He can do it directly. Yes, but he has to ask the alim. Absolutely, yes. But he has to ask the alim in order to know that he put it in a right place. That's it. Yes, take the permission. Absolutely, yes. To take, not only to take a permission, but to know, to him know where he should pay it, to whom he should pay it. Yes. Okay. Issue number 461. If it is not possible to pay in gold coins, you cannot pay in gold coins, he should pay its equivalent value, the same money, how much its value, you pay the money. And if the price of gold has undergone a change at the time he wishes to pay the kafara to the poor, as compared with the time when he has sexual intercourse, he should pay at the prevalent rate. Exactly. He should see how much that the kafara equal with gold at that time when he had sexual intercourse, and he should pay at the prevailing rate. Okay, yes. Issue number 462. If a man has sexual intercourse with his wife in the first, second, and third stage of Hayd, he should give kafara for all the three, totaling 6.051 grams. So he had to pay kafara for all these days. Yes, it is very expensive sex. Yes. You know, Mr. Haider, here people should behave according to the laws of Islam, and why Allah put these laws for us in order to reach to the level of being perfect. It is for perfection. It is for our self, for the benefit of ourself. Allah, He doesn't need all these things for Himself, because He is not like us, because He is the God. But we need something for our benefits, and we need from Allah to direct us, to guide us through the Prophet, through the Imam, the infallible Imams, to the good acts. And if He doesn't do that, all of us will deserve to be in hell. So it is kind of Him to lead us and to show us how to behave and how to punish ourselves in this life, in order at the hereafter, the other life, we will not deserve hell. Okay, issue number 4, 163. If a man has had repeated sexual intercourse with a haid woman, he should pay kafara for each time. If he repeats that, he should pay kafara for each time. So if he did it 3 times, 4 times, so he should pay kafara for 3 times, 4 times, according to how many times he practiced sexual intercourse with her. Issue number 464. If a man realizes during the course of sexual intercourse that the woman has become ha'af, that the woman become ha'af, he should withdraw from her immediately. And if he does not do so, the recommended precaution that he should pay kafara. So if he is inside the action, okay, and he knows that the woman, what or he realizes that during this act that the woman become what, half, for example, if he sees the blood, okay, in this case he has to withdraw from her immediately. And if he keep on practicing sexual intercourse with her, that he should, as a recommended precaution, that he should pay kafara. Yes. Issue number 465. If a man commits fornication with a ha'af woman, or has sexual intercourse with a ha'af woman who is not his mahram, she is not his mahram, under the impression that she is his wife. It happens that maybe he suspects that this lady, she is his wife. You know, when that happened in the exactly old days, when the families are compound families and they live in one house, and maybe they have only one room, and he suspects that his wife is sleeping in this bed, so he came to her to have sex with her, but later on she become not his wife, she's maybe her sister or something like that. So it is, it happens like that in the so if a man commits fornication with a ha'id woman, or has sexual, yes, very, you know, but it happens, it happens. If a man commits fornication with a حائض woman or has sexual intercourse with a حائض woman who is not his mahram under the permission under the impression that she is his wife. The recommended precaution in this case too is that he should pay kafara. That he should pay what? Kafara. Issue number 466. If a man has sexual intercourse, yes, that we take it. Issue number 467. If a man has sexual intercourse with a woman with the belief that she is what? Ha'av. With the belief that she is ha'av. But it transpires later that she was not ha'av, he need not pay kafar. He need not pay kafar. Why? Because the real situation, she is not ha'av. She is not ha'av. And the kafara is to, if he has sexual intercourse with the ha'ad woman. Yes. Issue number 468. As will be explained in the rule relating to divorce. If a woman is divorced while she is in the state of hayd, the divorce is void. The divorce is void. So, if a man wants to divorce a woman and his wife, then shouldn't be half. Shouldn't be half. If she was half and he divorced her, that divorce would be void and she is still his wife. She's still his wife. Yes. Issue number 469. If a woman says that she is ha'il or claims to have become pak from ha'il, her statement should be accepted. Why? Because we have a quote in Arabic, النساء مصدقات على فروجهن. النساء مصدقات على فروجهن. That the ladies have the right, or we have to believe them on the things that belong to her private parts. So, if a woman says that she is ha'id or claims to have become pak from ha'id, her statement should be accepted, provided that she is not known to be unreliable. Provided that, under one condition, that she is not known to be unreliable. Okay. Issue number 470. If a woman becomes ha'if, if a woman becomes ha'if while she is in salah, while she is in salah, her salah will become void. Her salah will become void. Issue number 471. If a woman has doubt while offering prayers whether or not she has become ha'af, her prayers is in order. Her prayers in order. Why? Because she has a doubt of hayd, but she is sure that she is pak. So her prayers is in order. Her prayer is in order. However, if she realizes after offering prayers that she had actually become ha'if during the prayers, her prayers will be void. Again, yes. Yes, okay. Issue number 471? Yes. If a woman has doubt while offering prayers whether or not she has become ha'af, Now, what do we have? We have a lady where she is in the middle of her prayers. She's offering her prayers, okay? And now she doubt, maybe she is, how she do that? She, for example, she thought that there is a blood comes out of her. That's it. She thought she has a doubt, not sure. For that, we told her to continue her prayers, and her prayers is in order. However, okay, do you understand that? Have you got the idea, Mr. Ali? Good. Her prayer is in order. However, if she realizes after offering prayers that she had actually become ha'adh during the prayers, her prayers will be void. But here she realizes, okay, not she has what doubt. She realizes that after prayer that she is what that she become ha'adh during the prayers, her prayers will be void. Yes. Issue number 472. After a woman become pak from haidh, it is obligatory for her to take bath. After a woman becomes back from haidh, it is obligatory for her to take bath for the prayers and other acts of worship which require wudu or ghusl or tayammum. The rules for this ghusl are the same as for the ghusl of janabah. It means to first wash the head and the neck, and secondly wash the right part and then the left part, and to be sure that the bottom part of the legs that the water reach both of them. It means to raise the right leg and to let water or pass water on the bottom of the feet, and so for the also the same thing he has to do for the left foot. And it is better that before ghusl she should perform wudu. Okay. Issue number 473. After a woman has become pak from haidh and before having done ghusl, okay, the divorce given to her will be in order. So in that time, if her husband before she make ghusl, he came and divorced her. So this divorce will be what? This divorce will be in order. So we don't make a condition that the divorce will be valid if she wash or have a ghusl. No, the divorce will be valid if she is pak. And her husband can also have sexual intercourse with her even before ghusl. But she should be pak. She should be pak. Yes. Though it is better to have sexual intercourse after the woman has washed herself. However, it means has washed herself private part, not to take a bath. Yes. However, the recommended precaution is that the man should avoid having sexual intercourse with her before she has done ghusl as a precaution, recommended precaution. However, until she has had ghusl, Other acts like staying in a masjid and touching the writing of the Holy Quran, which were haram for her at the time of hayd, do not become halal for her. You see, again I repeat that. However, until she has had ghusl, other acts like staying in a masjid and touching the writing of Quran, which were haram for her at the time of hayd, do not become halal for her. So before she did these acts, we need from her to make what? To make ghusl first. If she became packed, but she didn't have a bath, she cannot enter a masjid, she cannot touch the script of the Holy Quran.
Okay.
Or pass by masjid. Issue number 474. If we have time. Yes. Issue number 474. If the woman does not have sufficient water, if the woman does not have sufficient water for wudu, okay, and ghusl, and if it is just enough for ghusl, she should do ghusl. Again, if the woman does not have sufficient enough water for wudu and ghusl, okay, and if it is just enough for ghusl only, she should do ghusl. And it is better that she should perform tayammum in a place of wudu. So if she doesn't have enough water for both wudu and ghusl, and she just finished and she just became back from hayd, she should do ghusl and to do what? Tayammum instead of wudu. Okay. And if the water is sufficient for performing wudu only, she should perform wudu and perform tayammum instead of ghusl. Tayammum before or after ghusl. Here, look, Mr. Ali. If the woman does not have sufficient water for wudu and ghusl, and if it is just enough for ghusl only, she should do ghusl, and it is better that she should perform tayammum in place of wudu. So she make tayammum before ghusl. She make tayammum before ghusl. You see, because we need from her to make wudu before what? Before ghusl. So, and we don't have enough water for ghusl or for wudu, so we make tayammum. So then tayammum will be before the ghusl. Tayammum before the ghusl, because it's a tayammum instead of wudu. Tayammum instead of wudu, and the wudu is before what? Before ghusl. So wudu, so tayammum will be before ghusl also. And if the water is sufficient for performing wudu only, she should perform wudu and perform tayammum instead of ghusl. You see that? This is an evidence that telling you tayammum is before ghusl. And if she does not have water for either of them, example for ghusl or wudu, she should perform tayammum for ghusl only. It is recommended that she does one more tayammum instead of wudu. So if she doesn't have water for both ghusl and tayammum, in this case she has to perform tayammum for both of them. But as a recommended precaution, she has to do what? She has to do tayammum for wudu also. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.